Conduct of some of these people that we're talking about here is reprehensible. It's so disrespectful of women. What's really stunning about it is they don't even realize it. You know, they don't have a clue. And it is really, if they're clueless, get a clue. If they need therapy, do it in private.
Ah, Nancy Pelosi taking a swing at Anthony Weiner, who's running for mayor of New York, and they served in Congress together for a very long time. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Weinergate. Oh, I mean, there are so many things we could be talking about, and we will talk about them, but it is shocking from a different perspective, I think, that he's so ignorant that he continues to run, that he thinks people will elect him. And if the people in New York elect Anthony Weiner, then something is clearly wrong with those people. Clearly. Now more shoes have dropped. I guess just some of the elements we didn't know. A 23-year-old political science major had an online sexual relationship with the New York mayoral candidate, Weiner, saying that she's sorry for the pain she caused his wife, and that Weiner is not the man she thought he was. Her name is Sydney Leathers, nice name. She said, she was on Inside Edition, she did an interview, and she said, our conversations were always of a very sexual nature. He's making these campaign promises that he had totally changed, and I am proof that it's not true. She said she first contacted him in June of 2011, not long after he resigned his seat in Congress. She told him she was disappointed in his behavior. Just more than a year later, he replied with a Facebook poke, and then they started to have this relationship. Text messages, phone calls, all that kind of stuff. He did call her from a blocked number, and she never called him. So it ended it after 6 months. She said it was a fantasy relationship that just fizzled out. And then she said she was also shocked when he sent her a photo of his package. And the fact that it was his idea was even more shocking. So the picture, of course, has been released, pixelated and non-edited on a website called The Dirty. So this is just insanity. I mean, it is. It's just insanity. There are people are human, and there are plenty of things to forgive, but I think Anthony Weiner needs to kind of delve more into Carlos Danger. That is his pseudonym that he used when he was trolling around for young girls. Carlos Danger. He's in danger of thinking too highly of himself. And I'll tell you what, if he were to somehow become elected mayor of New York, it just shows you how nothing is impossible. It's just not. If this guy can get elected mayor of New York, that's the best they have to offer. I mean, give me a break. So I had to just mention that at the top, had to mention it. All right, something on this show that we followed closely and something that absolutely affects you, affects me, affects everybody listening to us across the board in this country, and it's Obamacare. Governor Bobby Jindal is on board with this, and Scott Walker from Wisconsin. They say, listen, it's a wreck coming. The American people are going to pay the price. It's unworkable that it has thousands of pages, but the closer we get to October, the day the mandated health insurance exchanges are supposed to open, the more we see that they don't have a legitimate plan to successfully implement the law, because that's also part of the process. Wow. Walker and Jindal also talked about the problems that they've seen come up since the health care law was passed in 2010. I read a little story about them, and I thought it was important to mention this at the top. And the reason I think it is because we went to Washington and for 3 years and we heard both sides of the story, meaning, oh, they're messing us with the narrative is wrong, and then others saying the narrative was right, and here we are decades later, talking about the same thing, healthcare. And what is the answer? Delay. They're delaying part of Obamacare. Not just the employer mandate, but that's being talked about. But another one would be the complete repeal of it that's being talked about. Just pull it out. Pull it out and we'll start from scratch. Why don't we do that? We'll start from scratch. It was an ambitious project, to say the least, when it first got underway, but not a successful program. Not a successful one. So now what? Now where do they go from there? Where we go from there, I think, is the best thing would be to repeal it and to start from scratch. Because how long is it going to take to be updated anyway? How much more money is it going to cost? Man, oh man. So you got Carlos Danger and you have Ms. Leathers. There's a documentary in this. There's a documentary. And we're back to Anthony Weiner and the sex chat partner feeling manipulated. Oof. And another wife standing by her man big time. Because for Weiner, that's exactly what's happening. And the more you hear about these conversations with Sidney Leathers and some others, oof, the more troubling it is. And she says as a sex chat partner, she felt manipulated. So there you go. From manipulation to complete and other domination. Syria. What happens in Syria as the world is starting to get a handle on what's going on over there? The question becomes, what do we do to support Syria other than being verbose talking about it? What do we do? How do we jump over that hurdle? Because the more we do that, the more support there is, the better off we are, and the more of a consensus opinion actually happens. The more there's a consensus. Coming up this hour of America tonight, we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including we're going to talk to Charlie Drevna about the Keystone Pipeline. We're going to talk to him about another regulation that's holding people back. He'll explain. And the Keystone Pipeline, the pipeline. Where is it going? When's it happening? Has anything changed? Charlie Drevna, next on America Tonight.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
President of the American Fuel and Petrochemicals Association. I thought you should hear what President Obama had to say just the other day in the big push for energy. And what kind of energy are we talking about? And some of the things that aren't being done is what Charlie Drevna is going to talk about. He's going to talk about repealing policies like the renewable fuel standard, which is costing us more at the pumps. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, by going to the website. And then you'll catch later on some of these interviews that we've done here on the show. But first, I want you to hear some of Obama talking energy. Check it out.
A few months ago, in response to too many tragedies, including the shootings of a United States Congresswoman, Gabby Gifford, who's here today, and the murder of 20 innocent school children and their teachers, this country took up the cause of protecting more of our people from gun violence. Families that know unspeakable grief summoned the courage to petition their elected leaders, not just to honor the memory of their children, but to protect the lives of all of our children. A few minutes ago, a minority in the United States Senate decided it wasn't worth it. They blocked common sense gun reforms even while these families looked on from the Senate gallery. By now it's well known that 90% of the American people support universal background checks that make it harder for a dangerous person to buy a gun. We're talking about convicted felons, people convicted of domestic violence, people with a severe mental illness. 90% of Americans support that idea. Most Americans think that's already the law. And a few minutes ago, 90% of Democrats in the Senate voted for that idea. But it's not going to happen, because 90% of Republicans in the Senate just voted against that idea. A majority of senators voted yes to protecting more of our citizens with smarter background checks. But by this continuing distortion of Senate rules, a minority was able to block it from moving forward. Now, I'm going to speak plainly and honestly about what's happened here, because the American people are trying to figure out, how can something have 90% support and yet not happen? We had a Democrat and a Republican.
All right, there was another slice of Obama. Worth hearing that, though, too, talking about the gun issue there. You heard him second to that with the former congresswoman and whatnot. But I really wanted you to hear what he had to say about energy, so we're going to pick that up. This was the climate speech. Check this out. Okay, so we're getting to it in a second. Hold on a second here, and we're getting to the speech. But this is what the president had to say as far as his climate speech and climate science and where he thought we were headed in the Keystone Pipeline and whatnot. And there were other things mixed in with this in talking about energy policies because of what some of the blowback has been on the Keystone project. I mean, is there a possibility that the pipeline is going to be built, or is it going to be mothballed? I still say there is a chance it could be built. Could be built, but it's iffy. It's iffy because there is enough opposition to it that the conversation is anything but positive across the board. So, and putting the pieces together, the Keystone is crazy. And the emphasis on climate science, carbon, all that stuff, certainly at the beginning of the president's speech the other day, the president is clearly referencing Keystone and our national interests in the context of what you would call global carbon emissions and the impact on global climate. In the middle of the speech, he includes all the technology, all the technical advancements, the innovations, the public and private partnerships and economic activity that the president envisions marshaling to establish the U.S. as a global leader in reducing carbon emissions. And does it make sense for the federal government to enable a project? This is the question you have to say. That directly undermines all of that investment in talent, dollars, and national willpower by exporting carbon emissions overseas. There's some things that just don't make any sense. Just don't make any sense. And now we'll take a listen to just a few quick hits here from the president the other day.
All right, everybody, sit down. Get me embarrassed. It is good to see all of you. I miss all you guys. I miss you. I missed you. Well, can everybody please give Bill a big round of applause for the great introduction and the great work he's done. So proud of him. I want to thank our outstanding partners, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, for being here, and our outstanding Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, for being here. But mainly, I just want to see all you guys and say hey. Michelle says hey. The girls, they went off to camp. We're a little lonely at home right now. But Bo's still there. Bo says hey. And it's wonderful just to see all of you from all across the country. I know you guys have all been working hard today. All kinds of training, all kinds of new ideas. everybody sharing approaches to how we get folks involved in our democracy and our country. And I could not be prouder of not just the work that you did before the campaign and during the campaign, but more importantly, the work that you're doing now after the campaign. It's inspiring to me. And I had a chance to see some of your fellow organizers backstage and talk to them, and it just reminded me of what an incredible cross-section of people we have involved, from rural areas and big cities, educators, business people, you know, folks who are just committed to making sure that the promise of America is not just left to the professionals here in Washington, because that can cause problems, but that, you know, folks all across the country are consistently involved and engaged and offering their ideas and pushing and prodding the political system to make sure it's responsive to families. And, you know, since I first ran for office, I've always said that running for office is not just about getting elected. Now, I believe in winning. Winning's good. But you run for office and you win so that you can actually get things done. All right? It's the beginning and not the end of a process. It puts you in a position to then deliver on behalf of the folks that you're fighting for. And I ran in 2008 and I ran in 2012 because I believed that America was forged out of this basic bargain. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to put in the effort, if you're willing to sacrifice and make hard decisions and delay gratification, that if you do all those things, you can make it here in America, regardless of where you come from, what you look like, who you love, what your last name is. That was the idea behind the first campaign, and that was the idea behind everything I did after I was president. And the good news is, because of the work that we've been able to do together, and more importantly, thanks to the grit and determination of the American people, we have made enormous progress over the last 5 years. You know, things have changed.
All right, hang with us. We're going to get to the meat of this coming up on the flip side. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
And everything else before we get to the heart of the matter, which I absolutely think it's critical that you hear, because every once in a while you need to hear the whole thing, not just little snippets. And here in America Tonight, we're trying to do that so you can get a sense of, when we're talking about energy, why we're hearing the same things over and over and over again, and what it is that, you know, we're concerned about. Keystone Pipeline, like I said before, or whether we're talking about what direction we're headed in as far as other things are concerned, fossil fuel projects, that kind of thing. So here is the meat of the president's speech on Tuesday. Take a listen.
But now we've got to keep the momentum going. In some ways, what we've done is clear away the rubble of this incredible crisis that we went through. And now the challenge is to get back to that first order of business, the challenges that were facing families even before the financial crisis and the Great Recession hit. Now, we've gotten back on level ground, but now we've got to keep climbing. We've got to keep going, because there's still too many of our friends and our neighbors and family members who are out there hurting, who are still struggling, who are still treading water. Now, the ground beneath our feet is a little firmer than it was, but we've got a long way to go before middle-class families feel secure and before those who are willing to strive to get into the middle class have more ladders of opportunity. So our businesses have created, for example, 7.2 million jobs over the last 40 months. Fastest job growth that we've seen since 1999, which is good. But way too many folks out there are still looking for work. And for those who were lucky enough to have a job, wages and incomes are still flatlined, whereas for the top 1%, they're still seeing massive increases in their wealth and incomes. We've got growing inequality in our society, and a continued sense of insecurity when it comes to ordinary families. We've seen record numbers of people go to college, but every young person you meet, they talk about the incredible debt burdens that they're carrying as soon as they graduate, and they wonder whether or not they're going to be able to pay it off given their employment prospects. We've seen healthcare costs decline, or healthcare inflation decline since we put the Affordable Care Act into place. But a lot of those savings still haven't been enjoyed by a lot of ordinary families. They haven't been passed on to workers. And so across the board, we've made progress, but we haven't yet delivered on restoring fully that basic bargain that we believed in. The idea that if you act responsibly, you're willing to work hard, that you can make it. So, because we've got a lot more work to do, on Wednesday, I'm going to go back to Galesburg, Illinois. We got any Illinoisans here? All right. Folks in the house from Illinois? Well, they didn't give you any seats, the people who are from Illinois? What's going on here? But we're going to Galesburg, Illinois, and the reason is we're going back to Knox College, which is one of the places where I gave my first... It's the place where I gave my first big speech after I'd been elected to the U.S. Senate. And this is back in 2005. And I talked at that time about the building blocks that we needed to put into place, the foundation, the cornerstones that we needed to make sure that the American dream is alive and well. And I'm going to talk about where we need to go from here, how we need to put behind us the distractions and the phony debates and nonsense that somehow passes for politics these days, and get back to basics. Refocus on what it is that everybody is talking about around the kitchen table, what people are talking about day to day with their families. And, it's going to be the kickoff to what is essentially several months of us trying to get Washington and the press to refocus on the economy and the struggles that middle-class families are going through, but also for us to start exploring some big and bold ideas, some of which I've offered in the past, some of which will be new, that allow us to consistently, steadily make progress. Now, here's the thing. It'll be a pretty good speech. But as we've learned, I've given some pretty good speeches before, and then things still get stuck here in Washington, which is why I'm going to need your help. We had close to 20 million people who were involved in the last campaign. Think about that, close to 20 million people. We had 4 million people actively contribute in $5 or $10 or $25 increments to the campaign. And let's face it, some of those folks, they just wanted to have dinner with George Clooney. I understand that. But some of them, most of them, I like to think, did so because they believed in the mission, in the cause of making sure that we're restoring a sense of what America can be, and that we're passing it on to the next generation. So one of our challenges, and I know what you've been talking about all day, is how do we keep people involved? And naturally, it's not going to be as full of razzmatazz as a campaign. Now, first of all, we don't have $1 billion to spend. Second of all, there's just something very clear about a campaign and an election date and voting and targeting. Nevertheless, in some ways, this stuff's more important. And that's where all of you come in. How are we going to make sure that we're engaging all the people that we touch during the course of the campaign in this central question of creating a building and building a rising, thriving, active, growing middle class? And that's why we've been mobilizing people on a whole range of other issues. It's the reason why we're going to need you to continue to stay involved to get immigration reform across the finish line, because now is the time for us to get comprehensive immigration reform done. It's the reason why we're going to need you to stay involved when it comes to climate change and making sure that we are passing on the kind of planet to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren that is sustainable. It's why we've continued to have you guys get so active on the Affordable Care Act, because starting on October 1st, we are going to be able to sign up people for these marketplaces that are going to give people a square deal when it comes to their health insurance, but we can only do it with you. So we've got to get folks activated and involved. And ultimately, what you do day to day, away from the TV cameras, that's what is going to make a powerful difference. In the same way that Bill used some of the skills that he learned during the campaign to now organize around wildfires and environmental issues in Colorado, hopefully all of you have taken away something from your involvement and made it manifest throughout communities all across the country. We need you to keep on doing that. That's the essence of citizenship. If nothing else, that's what the campaign was about. And, you know, I always remind people, I've run my last campaign. Michelle's not sorry about that. I've got a little over 1,200 days left in office. I am going to spend every waking minute of every one of those days thinking about and then acting upon any good ideas out there that are going to help ordinary Americans succeed, that are going to make sure that the next generation believes in the American dream because they've seen it in their own lives. That's how I'm going to spend my time. I hope that's how you're going to spend your time. Because if you do, I guarantee you, we will continue to make progress and we will deliver on everything that we talked about in 2008 and 2012. Thank you very much, OFA. I love you guys. Keep it up. Keep it up.
All right, so though you could tell that most of the feature there, he still was getting to so much pomp and circumstance that part of what he talked about still was the things that I mentioned, talking about what's happening with the Keystone Pipeline and what's going to happen in Canada. And the president didn't specifically mention the fact that a foreign company owns the project, but he made a point of noting that it involved transporting a foreign-sourced petroleum product through U.S. soil. And that was one of the things that he has emphasized several times. If anything was clear about the president's speech, it probably was this, that the fact that the time for arguing the merits of climate science in any way is so far past, so far gone. Global warming, you know, what whether it is or isn't or any of that kind of stuff, the bottom line is the solutions that are flying around and the takes from the Republicans and the Democrats and the arguing over the renewable energy, which is killing us at the pumps, by the way, is wrapped up in what he has said over and over and over and over again. So in other words, killing the pipeline, sticking with policies that are sticking us when we pull up to gas up. Stay with us, more to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Tonight, and as we go to the mail, and we've got a lot of emails that came in actually concerning some of the things that the president said and a hodgepodge of other things, we're going to kind of go in a couple of different directions. So this one comes to us from Greg, who's listening to us in Mississippi, and Greg says, Kate, I don't understand this whole big deal about a climate change major speech. It sounded to me like the same old thing. He was at Georgetown University and had talked about things like heat-trapping gases emitted by existing coal-fired power plants. And the fact that some of the details haven't been announced, which was very, very confusing. Somebody definitely wrote the speech for him. Well, of course, he has speech writers. The other thing was this crazy thing about the controls on the new power plants and the Environmental Protection Agency using its authority under the Clean Air Act for proposed controls on those plants, but the rules have been so convoluted. They've been delayed. As somebody who worked in the coal industry, I find this very, very disappointing. And I think the concern is, let's hope this guy doesn't smack down on coal any harder than he's trying to do. And luckily, he needs approval, because I don't think he's going to get that approval. So one of the things that, and we're mixing this in, we'll mix this in with some of the mail hits, because some of you focused on the speech. All right, here's just a little quick snippet of what he had to say about oil, gas, and all that kind of stuff in between.
Today, we sell more products made in America to the rest of the world than ever before. Our exports have surged. We produce more natural gas than any country on earth. We're about to produce more of our own oil than we buy from overseas.
Yeah, there you go. Saying produce more oil than we buy overseas. The problem is with that is what the ultimately what the taxes are that are heaped onto it. And this is the thing that next hour, when we get to finally, we'll get to Charlie Drevna there, and you'll get to hear what he has to say. And of course, you know, you have to think of their interest and what the point of view is would be of Drevna's group. But this is something that we're seeing that isn't political. It, you know, you've got environmentalists. Seriously, you have environmentalists along with refinery people, along with others in the food industry who were testifying the last couple of days on the Hill. I mean, this is just one of the things when we're talking about renewable fuel standard and upgrading infrastructure. So they're talking about, you know, can we repeal some of these policies because the RFS is starting to kill us when we pull up to the pumps. That's what I meant by that. When you pull up, you don't recognize that, but that's part of what you're paying for. So it seems as though the president is talking out of both sides of his mouth and then kind of mixing in the economy and other things in the middle of what he's talking about when it comes to energy. So the thing that's hanging over our heads is what I've now said a few times is the Keystone XL pipeline that would carry oil extracted from tar sands in Canada to refineries along the Texas Gulf Coast. There is a concerted push by activists to persuade the president to nix the pipeline altogether. And maybe it's a little bit of an uphill battle because initially Stephen Chu, who was in charge of energy, gave it the blessing and said that the everything looked pretty good. But, in fact, they came back on that, and that was because of running, excuse me, for the White House. So they rolled that back and decided that they were putting the whole pipeline decision on hold. They weren't saying they weren't calling it hold. They were saying that it needed more environmental studies when, in fact, it had already gotten through the first hurdle. So the White House insists that the State Department is making the decision on that independently. So they're trying not to have to deal with that, not to have to deal with, you know, any conversation about it. So you heard a little snippet there, and you'll hear what Drevna in our next hour has to say, especially about the renewable fuel standard, which is tough when it comes to infrastructure, excuse me, energy manufacturing and whatnot, and how what can be done to spur on some kind of manufacturing renaissance in this country. And one of the things I think would be approving the Keystone Pipeline. All right, so here's a couple of other notes from the mailbag. You'll have to excuse me. I am being hit with one of those cough attacks. But this comes to us from Hal, who's listening in Canada. And Hal says, I don't understand why the pipeline is sitting in limbo. You would not believe the conversations that we're having in Canada, Kate. I think that the pipeline may end up going to the Chinese because you Americans are stalling so much? Are the people really that afraid that oil is going to drip from this pipeline and create havoc in the groundwater? Because that's some of the headlines and some of the stories that we're hearing that are coming from America. Well, of course there should be concerns about whether or not it's safe, and it should be environmentally sound. I don't have a problem with that. I don't, you know, when you say the word environmentalist, you know, what do you think? Do you think, excuse me, of a kook? Do you think of somebody who's just concerned about the environment? You know, what does it conjure up? And not everybody who's trying to watch for problems with groundwater and whatnot falls into that category. Unfortunately, that's what's happened with the pipeline, because there were so many people that protested. They were the people who hadn't paid attention to the studies and weren't looking at things that had been systematically set up to make sure that there were shutdowns and ways to halt the flow and whatnot if there ever should be some sort of a problem. We got one more. This one from Chris. And Chris says, man, I'll tell you what, if we continue to go down these roads and we don't drill where we should be drilling and we don't start to really think about the future, we have plenty of oil here in this country. The problem is getting through the permits and having the ability to get to that oil. I think this is one of the short-sightedness of this administration. And, of course, you know, there's the famous drill, baby, drill, and then there was the accident in the Gulf a couple of years ago, which led to what the administration has kind of flip-flopped a little bit back and forth on, because they don't want to dive into this. As much as they say they're transparent, they don't want to dive head into a battle over energy. They want to control what's happening. They want to control the flow, in other words, because there's massive dollars connected to it. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, you can hook up with us on Facebook. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.